Their music presents Long Player.
Hi, it's Luke Rao, aka Eyeliner, and you're listening to me talk about my new album, Drop Shadow.
So it's been like 5 years since your last Eyeliner release. Yeah. How would you describe Drop Shadow? How is it different from, let's say, the rest of your albums?
This new one is a bit more kind of, I'm using the word filmic, a bit more like there's, what I originally wanted to do after By Now was like a whole ambient record, but I was just getting too bored with the whole thing of everything being so sort of slow and moody with the ambient stuff. So it sort of folded that back into using, you know, the sort of standard beatsy kind of funky boogie stuff, as well as a bit of kind of stuff more influenced by like Japanese house lately. But yeah, it's a weird one because you spend 5 years on a record and you can't explain it in an objective term. I mean, attitude wise the reason why it took so long is that after By Now, my dad had a bit of a health scare with his heart, and then my mum was in hospital for a bit, so I think I've got those sort of a bit more adult, you know, considerations about my parents and sort of growing up. Eyeliner grew up a little bit in this one and tried to go a little ambient and filmic, but is still just having a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, I definitely feel that with this one. It is maybe a bit more laid back and relaxed in some tracks compared to your past stuff. You do take your breaks and then you do bring it back up, and it feels like, you know, you're not keeping the same energy throughout, but bringing up in special moments. The first track that we're talking about today is the opening track, which is Los Angeles. What can you tell me about that track?
This one begins the record in a kind of, it's a sort of prologue for me. It does something that it doesn't do again for a long time on the record. It opens up in a very sort of uplifting, you know, sort of fanfare thing. And I was trying to embody the kind of feeling of that kind of Californian version of American exceptionalism, which is, you know, has its beautiful sort of connotations when you're in the US. There was a rant I read on a synth group on Facebook about this synthesizer sound from Jump by Van Halen, which is I've used it in the chord sections for the tune, and this sort of macho dude was like, this synth's more than just the Jump sound, stop using this synth patch. And I was like, well, that's a perfect reason to use it, because someone's trying to sort of gatekeep this sound, which is really iconic and really fun. And I think maybe it also reminded me a bit of like Beverly Hills Cop, but it's a kind of piece that looks at library music and kind of sort of daytime TV type, sort of public access TV sort of cliches with this kind of fanfare. We'll be right back. So with Promise, it's the main idea, and a lot of the rest of the record is that there are a lot of synthesizer plugins that I've got, which have these kind of MIDI drum kits. Each key is a different sort of sound. So in the intro to Promise, there's these kind of whooshes and these claps and these sort of stick hits, and they come with the software itself. So these Japanese engineers in the 90s were putting together these sets of sounds that I sort of treat as a ready-made sort of found object almost to write music with, but it's exploring the intricacies of these sort of sound effects next to this sort of weird Sade backbeat that I put together. It's a strange one, but it bridges between the kind of TV music in Los Angeles and goes towards more that kind of slightly stranger, more ambient jazz influenced. It's called Promise for my mum. She was in hospital for like on and off for like 6 or 7 months, and she's doing great now, but there was this sort of time when I was going to see mum a lot, and that's kind of my tribute to her. She's amazing, and she's totally funny. I think that's where I get my sense of humor from. So Coffee News is it's a little bit of brain bleach from the first five songs. It sort of starts the second side in a lighthearted manner, and the drum fills, these triplet drum fills from a Yamaha QY10, which I don't know how many people will remember the TV show Dr. Katz. It's something I sort of ripped off with the soundtrack. They have these really cool little triplet tom fills and that electric piano. I always wanted to call a song Coffee News after the newsletter. I love it, and I love Giggle TV and all these kind of in-store placement type things that end up showing up. I think especially like growing up in Lower Hutt, we had quite a lot of that stuff, you know, sort of small to medium businesses. Always pick up and keep a Coffee News if I find it for some reason. Yeah, this one kind of just resets the album to sort of kick it up again, to have a bit of fun. The first five are a bit of a sort of sweet, a bit sort of moody, and then this one kind of opens it up again. I was looking at a lot of Japanese house from the 90s, specifically like Soichi Terada, who did the that Far East product. Is that what it's called? There's something about this, that era of Japanese house, where they have a sort of lighthearted attachment to the technology, and it is kind of fun. You know, they're not afraid to have fun, and it was kind of this idea that I'd write a sort of banging sort of house type tune, and it would have these, it's got these sound effects from the Korg Wave Station, which are these vocal effects of people going like doom ba and that sort of thing. The idea behind Drop Shadow is the sensation of sort of going underground and meeting sort of little fraggles or like little, you know, little monsters in the subway. And it's kind of this idea of a descent into like a little party. Yeah, Drop Shadow is a fun one. It's not taking itself seriously. It's just having fun underground. See, every Eyeliner album finishes up on a little bit of a tweak, a little turn to sort of this. I think this points me to the next record. I tend to do that on most albums, is the last one is kind of the page turn into something different. And this one is definitely influenced by me listening to a lot of Steely Dan in my 2006 Toyota Prius, and the kind of jazz harmony, sort of jazz melody in pop type construction. Also kind of Debussy, like this kind of impressionist flight of fancy sort of, you know, perfume-infused kind of moody thing comes up in that. Yeah, that's Reverie. So it's kind of, it ends on a dream. The whole thing is like, was it all a dream? Was Drop Shadow a dream?
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.